The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of Rally Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name's Bridget and I have Sarah Poland here from Rally Pensacola. And I do want to give a big shout out to The Butcher Shop. They have sponsored this segment, so they have picked some nonprofits to highlight. And this week we are highlighting Rally. And we're going to get into what Rally does and everything that you guys do and what your mission is. And I'm so excited to have you in the studio. And I just want to encourage our listeners, if you do have any questions throughout the program, you can give us a call or give us a text at 850-437-1620 and we'll be able to answer all of your questions. So how are you doing today, Sarah?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I know we're kind of doing this kind of in a different way. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
Yes, I know. It's true.
because of everything that's obviously been going on.
Right.
So it's definitely good to see you.
Yes,
it's good to have you back in the studio. We were talking a little bit before we came on air, you know, nonprofits have taken a really big hit.
Yes, it has been some crazy times for nonprofits indeed. And for Rally especially, a lot of our fundraising campaigns were kind of in-person based. You know, we had some really signature fundraising events that unfortunately were postponed, and campaigns with schools, which of course, you know, schools were closed. And so, you know, same with all the nonprofits, again, kind of taking a big financial hit with this pandemic. But it's definitely been stressful and interesting, and has caused us to have to, you know, kind of think creatively about different ways and avenues to raise money.
Yeah, to kind of get a little innovative with the
yes.
ways that we can still, you know, support the mission of
right.
the Rally Foundation and the Pensacola chapter. So can we first start off, you know, tell us a little bit about Rally.
Yeah, so Rally Foundation for Childhood Cancer Research was formed in 2005, so we're about to celebrate 15 years, which is very exciting. As our name suggests, we are focused on raising money and awareness for childhood cancer research. Unfortunately, childhood cancer research is severely underfunded on a national level. So as you would expect, you know, the government does fund research for cancers, but only 4% of the funds that are allocated for the National Institutes of Health cancer research budget, only 4% goes to children.
That's insane.
Which is absolutely crazy.
4%.
4%. Yes. So it's really important. And that's why, you know, organizations like Rally exist, to fill that gap. And so funding for childhood cancer research is incredibly reliant on private support.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's really insane. And I think just the way you guys have grown in the last 15 years is amazing. And a big shout out to Cindy.
Yes.
And
yes.
the entire team at Rally.
Well, and the Pensacola community. So, I mean, Rally Foundation as an organization kind of happened organically in grassroots fundraising. And, you know, it started with someone who's, their son's friend on his baseball team, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and so they kind of got involved in the childhood cancer community and realized, you know, what was lacking and wanted to do something to help. And it just kind of grew from there, you know, with big sales and little fundraisers, and to now 15 years later, you know, we've funded $20 million in childhood cancer research. So we're definitely really proud. And we're actually, Rally Pensacola is, I guess we're about to celebrate our fifth year as being kind of an official extension city. But it happened in the same way, just very organically. You know, someone, as you mentioned, Cindy, a neighbor across the street, their child was diagnosed with cancer. So she got involved, and, you know, it was kind of a snowball effect, and realized, you know, how much the community rallied behind this cause. And so here we are, five years later, and have, you know, the community's really made a big difference.
I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, I think everybody knows somebody that's had cancer and has gone through it. But I mean, having a child, it's just completely heart-wrenching.
It is heart-wrenching. And, you know, kind of day to day, it's like you have the roller coasters of, you know, you feel really good that you're contributing to this cause, but then also the stories that you hear are so incredibly heartbreaking. But, you know, that's why we're here, and those kids keep us going every day. And we want to just, you know, in addition to raising funds, of course, for the research that's so needed, to raise awareness about the fact that, you know, childhood cancer, unfortunately, is not rare, and it's happening to kids in our community, and you know, it's really more prevalent than you think.
Yeah, and I've had the pleasure of meeting a couple of Rally
yes.
kids. I mean, just through different events that obviously we had last year. But mm-hmm. I mean, you really would never know that they're going through something so horrendous. Their spirits are, I mean, usually very high. They're usually optimistic. They're so positive. They're really fighting the fight, and it's incredible.
They're the most resilient and inspirational, I mean, kids that you'll ever meet. it really puts a lot of things in perspective.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, getting to talk to the parents and the families as well, and just hearing how big of an impact that rally has had on the family, on the children. And I mean, it's just really, truly incredible.
Thank you. Well, and that's something that was really important, you know, when Raleigh Pensacola kind of became an official extension, we knew how important it was for the community to see their dollars stay local. And, you know, of course, Raleigh funds childhood cancer research wherever the best projects are. So, you know, across the country and even internationally. But we do have some, and I want to stop for a moment and say, while those are funded across the country internationally, they are still helping our kids locally. There's a fantastic group. It's called the Children's Oncology Group. So the pediatric oncology units actually talk to each other. So just because a child is treated here in Pensacola, they could still be on a clinical trial that's happening at another hospital. So just want to sidebar mention that. But one thing that was really important when Raleigh Pensacola was formed to the community was, again, to have the dollar stay local. So there was something that was already in place with Raleigh as a whole called the Family Emergency Fund. So, you know, our main mission is to raise money for research, but we do know that the families and the children who are in treatment at the moment also need, you know, have some serious, you know, financial stressors that happen. You know, nobody budgets for a childhood cancer diagnosis. So there was already a fund that was established for kids and families across the country. But when Raleigh Pensacola became an official extension, we formed the Raleigh Pensacola Family Emergency Fund that's specific to Northwest Florida. So anyone who is treated at the Studer Family Children's Hospital, which is the closest pediatric oncology unit, basically, of the entire panhandle and even into Southern Alabama. So that's something that is we're very proud of. And, you know, we really know that the community feels very strongly about you know, helping those families that are right here in our community.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I like that you say, you know, no one budgets for a
no one expects
childhood
that.
Cancer diagnosis. It's not like, oh, okay, yeah, I've been waiting for this. And then here we go, we're ready.
Right.
It kind of, you know, puts a big strain on you, pause to your life. And it's a nightmare.
It is. It really is. I mean, and it's hard enough for, you know, families with two parents, but if it's single parent and they have other children, I mean, yeah, it's very, very stressful. So yeah. We're very lucky to have that opportunity to help them. And I will say that, I mean, this year with COVID, I mean, we have gone through those funds in absolutely record time. So it's, you know, it's been fantastic to be able to help those families, but it's, you
the
know,
need is like there.
The need is there, but we know the need is going to be there for the rest of the year. So
yeah.
Working on
it. Yeah, well on that note. Yeah. So obviously, you guys are in need of, you know, some funds to keep the Family Emergency Fund going. I mean, we had talked a little bit about the rally on the runway was unfortunately canceled for this year.
Yeah, so we had to postpone all of our big events because, you know, it's just not safe to get 350 people together in a room. And and in addition, you know, our kids are immunocompromised, so we want it to be the safest environment for everybody involved. So it's really disappointing, but, you know, it kind of is what it is. And, you know, we've had to get creative about how else we can raise those funds. And we look forward to hopefully being able to have events like that in person again, you know. Next spring, fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is one of my favorite events of the year.
It's so fun.
And can you kind of give a little kind of teaser of, I guess, of what people can look forward to next year or kind of what you highlight at the event?
Yeah, so it's all about our rally kids. So we have a new class of models every year, 12 kids that are kind of the stars of the show. And so they do a runway show and they walk down with local professional athletes and kind of area celebrities. But you know, the athletes are in the background. It's the kids that are the star of the show. And so it's so inspirational. And you know, we have families, rally kids or some parents that share their stories. And of course, you have your typical, you know, fun fundraising evening, you know, getting dressed up and food and drinks and silent auction and all that good stuff. But yeah, it's the kids. So that's what we're really missing is, you know, not being able to get them together. And I was actually thinking, I'm like, I miss our kids so much. I'm like, we have a group Zoom call to check in on all these families. You know? It's been really hard. Yeah. Not to see them all the time.
How have you guys been staying connected with these rally families?
Like everybody just Zooming all over the place. And then, you know, it's like Zoom has become a verb now. Like Google.
I know. Like in the COVID era. We're Zooming.
Yes,
yeah,
we're
exactly.
Zooming.
I'm like, were they behind this whole pandemic? Zoom. Right. They needed some more, you know, revenue.
terrible. Just lots of outreach and trying to stay in contact with all of our families and make sure that they know that we're here for them and, you know, just the emotional support if that's all that we can provide right now versus seeing everybody in person.
I can only imagine that it's, I mean, so tough not being able to have the visitors and the interaction that you normally could have had. And gosh, I think we've all realized that, you know, social interaction and personal, you know, touch and feel, I mean, it's so important, especially when you're going through something as terrible.
I know. Yeah. Just to see people's faces and to have that support. So we're so incredibly lucky to have a wonderful partnership with the Studer Family Children's Hospital. And we do have an office there. And but yeah, it's been tough to not be able to pop in and see the kids who are inpatient and things like that. And I mean, I can only imagine, you know, we're outside of the family and sad to not be in, but you know, I know there's been restrictions on the number of parents that can be there. So it's just been, I mean, tough for everybody.
Yeah. Just a roller coaster. And mm-hmm. you know, on the note that the events had to be postponed, I mean, that's like your biggest fundraiser of the entire year.
Yeah. So huge financial hit to our budget. And we actually hold Rally on the Runway in Pensacola, in Atlanta, and then in our other extension city of Nashville. So with all three of those events being postponed, that was about $1 million that was anticipated to be raised that unfortunately was not. So yeah, I mean, it's really forced us to get very creative on the other campaigns that we can be doing. And we're really relying on people in our community to kind of be advocates and to raise awareness and funds on our behalf as well. And, you know, spread the word to their network since we can't all gather in one place. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, so that's kind of the focus, all this peer-to-peer fundraising. And so we're excited, though. I mean, it's been giving us some opportunities, you know, to think creatively and, you know, stuff that we may not even have thought of in the past. And so I think it's going to really shape the future of, you know, kind of how we fundraise going forward.
Absolutely. So I know that September is a big month for you guys.
It is. Yes. So September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So typically we are just, you know, all over the place in September. But we are still going to be working on some campaigns and, you know, some socially distant events. So we had something called the Day of Shopping, which was typically kind of associated with Rally on the Runway. It was kind of like a kickoff event where we would get a bunch of local businesses together for one day, and they all agree to, you know, donate a certain percentage of their revenue that day. And we really encourage our supporters to go out and shop and kind of make it like a big day where the community comes together. So we have actually decided to kind of separate that from Rally on the Runway, and we are going to hold it in September. So it's going to be on Friday, September 18th. And we're really excited that we're still able to do something that not only is going to raise some funds and awareness for Rally, but is also going to support our local businesses. You know, we know that everyone has taken a hit, and now that stores are open and restaurants are open, you know, either, you know, partial capacity or doing to-go orders. So we just really want to bring the community together to support local businesses, you know, stores downtown, and also, you know, raise some important funds for Rally. So we're in the beginning stages of getting our stores kind of reconfirmed who were on board in the spring. And so we should be announcing all of that in the coming days.
If there is a store, a local, anything, if they want to participate, can they still get in contact with you, or is it too late?
No. Absolutely. So they can shoot me an email. It's Sarah with an H at rallyfoundation.org. And we just ask that all of the stores donate a minimum of 10% of sales for that day. And then we'll do a lot of, you know, promotion, of course, of all the participating stores, and really encourage everyone to go out and, you know, take off work on a Friday and just shop all day.
Shop. Nice, that nice sounds little... pretty good to me. I mean, taking off work on a Friday to shop all day.
Exactly. And it's for a good cause.
And
you know?
Yeah. And I mean, like you were saying before, I mean, it's important for people to realize, I mean, we always say shop local, and we want everybody mm-hmm. to support our local businesses, but our nonprofits, I mean, the need just keeps growing.
It does.
And we're not able to, like, have those funds come in to continue to provide.
Yeah.
And it's just a nightmare.
It's been,
to
I know.
Put
just,
it kind of. Yeah, like, frankly, it is. I mean, when I hear all this, it just breaks my heart.
Yeah. I mean, you have kind of gotten to the point now where it's like, at the beginning, it was like, oh, it's okay. It'll pass quickly. And then it was like, oh, this isn't passing. And what are we going to do? And then there was like the panic moment. But now we're at least kind of fully in like, okay, like, here's the situation that we're in, and what can we do to make the best of it? And our community partners and, you know, the stores have been just, they're like, yes, whatever you need. Like, we're still on board. And so we really want to give back to them as well, and just encourage everyone, you know, to,
mm-hmm.
again, yeah.
And I think the education, take off work and go shop. And I think the education is really key with all of this. I mean, before I started hosting this show, and I didn't know a ton about Rally, honestly, mm-hmm. I didn't realize how underfunded that childhood cancer research was.
It's quite shocking. I mean, when you think about the fact that, I mean, the kids are our future.
Yeah.
Know? Why are we not investing more into their health? So yeah, that's why we're here, to spread that word. And you know, Rally also advocates on a national level, you know, to increase that funding, to try and get a you know, additional funding from the government. So not just through what we raise and fund as well.
And I don't know if you know the answer to this, but like, do you know why that is?
I don't. I mean, I think it's just a lack of education on the prevalence.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, geez.
And the unfortunate thing too, is that within that 4%, so their kids get different cancers than adults get, and their treatments, you know, their bodies are changing, and so they need different treatments. And so unfortunately that 4% is just grouped together for all childhood cancers. So, you know, the other 96% is broken down by kind of the different cancers that adults get, and they have their own line item. Whereas within that 4%, then you're breaking that down into blood cancers and brain tumors and bone cancers and kind of all the different kinds. So when you look at all the specific cancers that kids get, the research funds, it's a tiny, tiny, tiny bit that's going to each of those.
Oh,
but yeah, that's why we rally.
That's why you rally. And I think, you know, we say we have different chapters all over the country, but if you donate to Rally Pensacola, it's very important to note that your money does stay local.
Well, yeah. And Rally Foundation is actually different than some other nonprofits. So we're headquartered in Atlanta, and that's just because that's where the CEO lives. That's where the child, you know, the original Rally kid lived. And so that's where it kind of grew from. But we only have two extension cities, and both of those also just kind of happened organically, where, you know, it was someone who had a personal connection to the cause and got their friends and family involved and realized that there was potential in that community to really make a difference. And so it's not, you know, Rally doesn't really kind of set out to expand. It just happens organically. So it's all one big, you know, one big organization together. But as I mentioned, we do have, you know, some designated funds that do stay here in Pensacola.
I think that's really special because everybody that works with Rally is so passionate.
Yes.
And has such a fire for the cause. So, I mean, what makes you, I mean, I know you love your job. I mean, Cindy, you guys are always out there fighting the fight and educating people. So is there a particular story or moment where you're like, you know, this is what I need to be doing?
I mean, it's the kids. And I will say the very first family that I met. So I moved here from Atlanta. Ironically, did not work for Rally in Atlanta. Moved here and started working. But the very first family that I met on my first day in the hospital, you know, I had no idea what I was doing, and they're talking about all these statistics together, and I was their ANC and the blood counts, and I was like, I had no idea what you're talking about. But I got really close with that family, and sadly, their son passed away. And so, I mean, that to me was like, I mean, okay, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And, you know, because he ran out of treatment options, and that's just unacceptable. And that's why Rally is here, to make sure that doesn't happen. And so just thinking about stuff like that kind of keeps you going, and it's a constant inspiration.
Yeah.
You know? And like I mentioned, I mean, it's roller coasters. You know, you have your horrible, heartbreaking moments like that, but then you have wonderful moments where, you know, the kids are they beat cancer and they thrive and they're doing wonderful and they're such inspiration. So it's kind of both ends of the spectrum.
Oh my gosh. And you know, you hear those stories, like it's so heartbreaking, and it just brings me back to Rally on the Runway, where you see these kids that have, you know, beat cancer, and they mm-hmm. share their story and what Rally has meant to them. It's so heartwarming. I mean, it becomes real, because everybody, you know, you hear about cancer, you know somebody that's been affected,
right. But until you see it right yeah. in front of you and hear how what it's done to their family and you know, not only what it's done, you know, financially or all of that, but you know, once a child quote unquote beats cancer, it's never over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another one of the issues with, so Rally is, our mission is to find better treatments with fewer long-term side effects and ultimately a cure. I mean, we want to cure cancer, of course, everyone, you know, that's an amazing lofty goal, but in the meantime, we need to do better for our kids who are in treatment. So, you know, they're still getting treatments that were designed for adults. They were designed for adult bodies. So they're having, you know, lifetime side effects.
I can't believe that. Like,
so, I mean, it's kind of, yeah.
It's shocking.
It is shocking. So, you know, children who are, they're constantly going to have, you know, visits with a cardiologist because the chemotherapy has damaged their heart. And so, you know, fertility issues are one side effect. Even some treatments can even increase their chance of getting a secondary cancer later in life. So it just, yeah. Things like that, you know, that's part of our kind of awareness raising, is to, once people hear those things, I mean, you can't not want to help.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, that's not okay. We can't just let that mm-hmm. be be the norm.
Absolutely. So how are ways that people can help? Can people like just become a sponsor of the organization? Do they have to sponsor an event? Can they make a monthly gift? How does it work?
Absolutely. Any and all. we have a saying at Rally that if it's legal, moral, and ethical, then we'll do it. So if you have an idea for a crazy fundraising event that you want to do, or if you just want to sign up, you know, to be a monthly donor, if you want to sponsor an event, if you're a business and you want to host something, you know, an awareness campaign or something as simple as a register roundup or a change collection. I mean, those things really add up. And we like to do a lot of that in September, just kind of, you know, month-long awareness campaigns. We're working on some really cool partnerships with some local businesses. I know we're doing something with Zaxby's and with Fishbine Orthodontics and Step One Automotive, you know, places that have multiple locations where we can, you know, put childhood cancer posters up through the entire month of September and collect donations and really work on, you know, raising awareness. And then of course, every little penny counts.
Exactly. I was going to say coming into September, I know, I mean, this obviously has to happen 12 months out of the year, but yes. September can be really the big push because it's childhood cancer awareness month.
And that's kind of the goal, is to get people aware of the need during that. And then they will want to continue throughout, you know, October and beyond to contribute to the cause.
Yeah. Oh gosh, it just breaks my heart. And I'm so sad that we didn't get to do the runway event this year, but it'll be here before we know it for next year.
It will.
So that is exciting.
It'll still be wonderful. And you know, we'll just have to be patient.
Exactly. Fluid is my word for 2020. Yes. We're just fluid. We don't know, but if it's coming or not, and we're being innovative, but where can people get connected with Rally? On your website or email?
Rallyfoundation.org. There is a drop-down menu where there's a link to the Rally Pensacola page. We actually have a separate Facebook page for Rally Pensacola. You search that. Again, I mentioned my email. It's Sarah with an H at rallyfoundation.org. So you can always email me. You know, we can set up a call and just, you know, talk through any random ideas that you have on getting involved. I mean, we're really open to everything. Our goal is to empower people to get behind the cause and give them the tools to kind of go out and raise awareness and funds on their own too.
Absolutely. I know that we've actually here at News Radio and our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, we're having the radiothon this Friday to raise money for the Oncology Center.
Yes.
For the Children's Hospital. So also donate at catcountrycares.com. Donate to Rally if you can. You're going to hear a lot of stories that day on our Facebook page. It's going to be a Facebook Live event from a lot of Rally families and Rally kids. And we just love them. And, yes, and we love getting to check in on them and their families. And that feeling. Family emergency fund is something that is really, really probably alleviates a lot of stress. And we just want to say that, you know, we've never seen it go quicker than it has this year. I mean, for obvious reasons. I mean, imagine having the stress that you deal with every single day with, you know, social issues that are going on, the election, with COVID, with everything in your day to day, with back to school. But then imagine adding that layer of, and my child is so sick with, you know, this illness.
Right. And you know, some of childhood cancers, like the one form of leukemia, for example, for girls, it's a 2.5 year treatment plan. For boys, it's 3.5 years. So, I mean, it's a long, long time.
Yeah, it's a long time to definitely be feeling that strain. And I know we talk about it, and it's so like depressing to talk about, but what you guys do at Rally is you lift their spirits and you help alleviate all of these burdens. And that's why we need the community support, because without our community here, you wouldn't be able to do it.
No, absolutely not. No, we're so incredibly grateful and indebted to the community for the amazing support. And one thing I do want to mention that we're doing to kick off September and Childhood Cancer Awareness Month on the 1st at 7 p.m. It'll be right outside of the
Sutter Family Children's
Hospital. I said it too many times, and now it's becoming like a tongue twister. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got you.
But we're doing a candlelight vigil on the September 1st. So the community gathers, and a lot of our rally families will come and supporters to just recognize and honor and remember, you know, children and families in our community who are either currently fighting or have fought or have lost their battle. It's kind of a way to kind of get everyone together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we absolutely welcome everyone to please come, and we'll provide candles, and it's a really moving evening.
Yeah, it sounds like it's extremely emotional.
Yes. And I do want to say also, with support of the community, give a little shout out to Kevin from the Butcher Shop. Thank you so much for letting us come on today. He's been an absolute fantastic champion of the cause.
Yeah. So Kevin Green from the Butcher Shop sponsored this show for Rally Pensacola. He's a big supporter of our community, a big supporter of nonprofits. So They're located, I think, on Langley Avenue.
Yes, I drive past them every day.
And really great if you're if you're for anything. Definitely check out the butcher shop. Yeah. I'm already getting hungry talking about them. And where can people find more information? What is your website? One more time.
Rallyfoundation.org. And welcome to shoot me an email at sarah@rallyfoundation.org.
And remember, the day of shopping is what day?
Friday, September 18th. And then the candlelight vigil is Monday the 1st.
I love it. Well, thank you so much,
Tuesday,
Sarah.
Sorry, Tuesday the 1st.
Tuesday the 1st. Whatever. So it's on September 1st. And whether it's a Monday or a Tuesday, it's on September 1st.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah. It's always a pleasure, you know, talking to you, getting to support the cause. And we invite our community to rally behind, rally Pensacola,
and
rally on. I love it. We have Antiquarian Jewelers coming up next. But first, we're checking in with Mark.
Some of the winners and losers from yesterday's primary elections. The story coming up after Fox.